Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hal Rein. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Rein, who tags McNair, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Dykes moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Dykes scores. Sullivan moves to third. Rhine moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Rhine scores. Haas moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Swanson scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to first to double up Kramer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Coombs covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Coombs, and towards Williams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. Kramer scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rhine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Rhine reaches third base with a triple. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Dick Barrett now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski moves to third. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts in front of the plate. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rhein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Haas bunts towards third. Higgins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rhein moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swanson hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and steps on first to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop pinch hits for Dick Barrett. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Peterson now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Kramer throws the ball into Majeski who tags Appling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.